Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW, share number 139. That's Bais Pnimi share for women, share number 139. It's very often that the husband's drive for sex is stronger than his wife's, although it could vary. And there are biological reasons for it. And Hashem designed it that way. Men have more of testosterone than women have. Testosterone is the primary hormone, arousal hormone, that moves consistently through their systems in male bodies. Female bodies also have testosterone, but not as much. And as a result, generally speaking, females usually do not have the same level of desire for sexual release as males do. That's not a good thing, and that's not a bad thing. It's just a different thing. Hashem made them different. And part of the role here is to work through it. Even though, generally speaking, the male is usually, because of this reason, the initiator of sexual activity, and the female is usually the responder. But again, Hashem made it that way, generally speaking. But they're meant to complement each other and sometimes work in the opposite ends of each other when needed, for the sake of shalom and oneness, and for the healthy connectivity. And that's why it's important to understand men's nature. Men have 10 times as much testosterone as women do. And therefore, for many women, for wives, this male sex drive is extremely confusing. Kind of a mild-mannered man who all of a sudden could be quite aggressive in being very interested in his wife. And women are sometimes very puzzled by it. And, you know, that's where the misguided view of viewing men as animalistic is really not fair and not accurate. Unless you want to say that's just very simply the way Hashem made them in their natures. They have to learn how to work through their natures and direct it and channel it correctly. But the very fact that an average man thinks along these lines and has it as a very strong force within them is very, very normal. Men that are designed to need sexual release. That's why it's very hard for men in their teenage years and even in their married years when that is not an outlet for them. It's very, very difficult. I'm sure for women it is as well. So this sensitivity that needs to be there together with understanding this and having compassion with this. And it's a very important insight. And that's why it's important to understand. We said many, many times that the sexual connection between a husband and wife is not for the primary purpose that the husband should have a sexual release, an outlet. The main purpose is, of course, connecting, to become one, to love each other in the emotional and spiritual way and the physical way, but to become one, and it's an expression of love. But as we demonstrated many, many times, with the words of the Chazal in many Gemaras and Maror Mekaymos, that there is that factor as well. So for women to say the fact that he has a strong sexual desire, that's not my problem. It's my husband's responsibility to stay faithful in this marriage. And, you know, even if he can't get it from me, it's his problem. You know, he's a Jew and he has achrayus. Torah doesn't allow these things. They're averus. So it's his problem, not my problem. It's his responsibility to stay faithful. I don't need to do anything to help him with this. Now, we can't deny that it's true. It is the husband's responsibility to stay faithful in his marriage. There's no question about it. That is true. But the idea being, though, is when there is no outlet, this is the only way Hashem allows this outlet to take place through his wife. It's the husband's only God-honoring sexual outlet. There is no other. So there needs to be a sensitivity when a husband is interested sexually. What's he saying about you? Now again, do you have manipulators and abusers and sex addicts? Yes, you do. But overall, your husband could be flawed, could be human, could have a lot of flaws even. But what he's saying often with this is that he desires you as a person. He wants to be vulnerable to you. He wants to be with you. The fact that he has a sexual interest, that should not be held against him. Because ultimately his love is for you. It's very easy to say to a husband, oh, all you care is about sex. In most cases, that's not true. Of course, the gauge is how he treats you outside the bedroom and in the neither period and all these other periods and how he cares for you. True. If he only shows interest there and nowhere else and he ignores you completely, then we have an issue. But most husbands are not that way. And they care. And they want to connect. And they want to be a mentor all around. So the very fact that they're interested sexually, that's a very, very healthy, good thing. And a wife should be careful and not taking it the wrong way. So it's very, very important to do that. And like others, Kala teachers speak about this, libido may not be revved up. You can still be an active participant in loving your husband this way. And enjoy it and work with it and get to a point where it is something that you both look forward to a great degree. The fact that there is a sex drive difference is very, very normal. But one needs to work through it. It's very, very important to work through it. People are very overly sensitive to the feelings of rejection when it comes to this area. And we have to explore and understand that there are normal factors that affect sex drive that can be worked with. One of them is simply hormonal imbalance that could be checked by a physician. Another is illness. And illness is very, very difficult. Spouses who lack sexual interest may suffer from thyroid imbalance or diabetes or heart disease, hardening of arteries, other types of illnesses. And if a spouse is ill, husband or wife, it's important, it's very, very important for the ill person to do everything they can to regain their health, and even while ill, as best as they could, and as hard as it may be, to not let this sexual connection go. Now, when one of the spouses is ill, the other one that's healthier will be sensitive to the illness and may back off from initiating sexual contact. That may be an honorable thing, and that may be a good thing because it relieves pressure off the ill person. But very often the ill person wants to give their spouse pleasure and wants to connect, even though they find it difficult. So there needs to be ways to work through to not neglect the sexual intimate aspects, even when chalila there is an illness that makes it difficult. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect all couples, all Eden, every individual. They should not suffer from illnesses. But if chas v'shalom, it is there, and there are testimonials to this. They work very hard. You know, when they can't, they can't. If they just simply are just too exhausted, they're too exhausted. If they're very nauseous because they're going through a difficult treatment, which creates nausea, and it's almost impossible when you're very nauseous, extremely nauseous, to involve sexually while you're nauseous. It's a terrible feeling. So you can't expect that. But in every illness, there is periods of relief, less pain, stopping of the nauseousness, all these things. And it may be difficult, but it's very important and it can be very, very rewarding. Not just to the healthy person, but to the ill person as well. Medications could create a imbalance in libido. Certain antidepressants, certain medication that lowers blood pressure, certain cholesterol-reducing medications and others. And you talk to a doctor about it, and the side effects of this, and how to counteract those side effects. Stress is another factor. We all face stresses, physical stress, emotional stress, mental distress, that could deplete our bodies in the way that affects our hormones, which can profoundly lower our sexual responses. So we need to work ways to alleviate our stress. Exercise, work hard. If stress is creating a threat to the sexual life of a couple, they need to seek guidance and hadracha. Depression could also affect the libido, and it needs to be treated. Age could affect the libido, but we talked many times, no matter how one is aging, it's important to maintain very strongly this physical sexual connection in a married couple's life. Pregnancy could affect it. Childbirth could affect it. Unresolved conflicts could affect it. When conflicts are unresolved, spouses may try to avoid sex with one another, which is counterproductive. Sometimes you can't handle the pain, so you'll withdraw. People feel wounded, hurt, so they're not open to sexual contact because they withdraw. Very often men do this. Very often women do this. And it's very important to fight that impulse of withdrawal and to reach out and to engage. You know, when spouses are wounded by conflict, it's harder for them to engage in sex or other forms of intimacy. And you have to fight that as much as possible. Work through it. Forgive each other. Rebuild the trust and emotionally connect again and physically connect again. Sometimes there's unresolved emotional issues that have to be addressed. Sometimes a husband is suffering from ejaculatory dysfunction and premature ejaculation. And it's important not to criticize him or hurt him. And there are ways where it could be testosterone levels that could be tested. That could be the problem there. But the key being is that you continue even as there's these struggles with normal, healthy, married life as you work through these problems. And don't just withdraw. The way you handle the different libidos is to appreciate what you have. Look at the good in the relationship. Instead of bemoaning the deficiencies or the life differences, encourage each other with words, compliment each other, build each other's self-esteem. Daven for each other. Daven for each other and meet the needs of one another, the sexual needs, and be compassionate. But the davening is not a small thing. You talk to Hashem about these things. Who else are you going to talk to him about? You know, it's sometimes very very difficult for people to comprehend. Like you're thinking, the Melech Malchim Lachim, King of all kings. You know, and you're talking to him about improving your sexual intimate life. It's like there's nothing else that you can talk to Hashem about the chinuch of the kids, your ruchnius, your the parnasa, you know, the chinuch habanim, all these klal Yisrael, all these heavy important things. You can talk to about God, about your sex life. Well, what is this? But that's a total misconception of what Yiddishkeit is about. Total misconception of what Hashem is. Hashem is infinite, endless. What do you think? He only created the digestive system so that you make Asher Yotzer and are grateful to Hashem for. And he did not create the sexual reproductive system. He only created the eyesight and the ears. He only created the circulatory system. He only created the brain function. So all of a sudden, when it comes to the sexual realm that he has nothing to do with, he has everything to do with it. He created all this. He created sexual desire. He created this vehicle of bonding between a man and a woman, between a husband and a wife. And he wants this. And he wants you to turn to him to ask for guidance and siyata d'shmaya, to help you, each other, with whatever you're facing, to make this part of life better, just like you're asking for all parts of your life to be better. It's not less important. You don't have to feel guilty. How could I ask about this also because I have a child that has a serious problem and I'm davening for that. And we have parnasa issues and we're davening for that. And chalila, there's an ill parent and they need a refuah shleima, and we're davening for that. And then we have a matzav in Eretz Yisrael where with hostages there and everything, and we need to daven for that. So with all of this going on, what are we davening for this for? Well, what is this? But that's a misconception. That's wrong. You ask Hashem about everything and anything. And this is an important part of life, just like everything else is. And you ask for Siyat Nishmaya. And He listens. We have to put in our effort, but He listens. This part of life is not to be neglected. In married life, even though in the world, the overuse of sexuality, the overabundance of it is a problem. Sometimes in marriage it could happen, a sex addiction, someone hyper-focusing on this too much. It does happen. I'm not saying it doesn't. But in the majority of marriages, it's the underemphasis of this that creates a lot more problems than the overemphasis on this. It cannot be neglected. It awakens and makes the emotional and spiritual parts of this healthier when the sexual physical relationship is there. Bracha v'atzlacha.